In this bulletin, floodwaters breach Lismore's levee bank for the second time in a month. Scott Morrison responds to scathing criticism he's unfit to be Prime Minister. And Nick Kyrgios accused of disrespectful conduct towards an umpire at the Miami Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Floodwaters have breached Lismore's levee bank for the second time in a month. Evacuation orders are in place for multiple areas of northern New South Wales, and Byron Bay has also suffered unprecedented flash flooding. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has responded to criticism he's unfit to be the Prime Minister. The scathing comments came from outgoing Liberal Senator Concetta Fidavanti-Wells, who laid into the Prime Minister in a fiery late-night parliamentary speech. The Senator, who lost pre-selection for her upper house position at the weekend, claimed Mr Morrison was adept at running with the foxes and hunting with the hounds, lacking a moral compass and having no conscience. Mr Morrison has told SBS News that he invites Senator Fidavanti-Wells to raise her concerns through the government's independent inquiry process.
I understand that Senator Fidavanti-Wells is disappointed that on the weekend 500 Liberal Party members came to decide who would contest for the Liberal Party in New South Wales. They rightly, in my view, backed strongly Senator Payne and Senator Molan, and Senator Fidavanti-Wells was unsuccessful on this occasion. She's been successful on other occasions and on occasions with my very strong support, as Senator Hughes knows very well.
Australia's peak body for working with men who use family violence has welcomed $10.5 million in funding for its men's referral service from the federal budget. No to Violence says the funding will help recruit dedicated counsellors for the organisation's brief intervention service over the next 5 years. CEO Jackie Watt told SBS News that these services have proven to be highly effective in early intervention for men who use violence, and that this funding would help further their education.
It's a win-win situation for us in our role of trying to prevent family violence. It's a win-win situation for us in our role of trying to enhance women and children's safety, because by giving us this funding, we can have our eyes and our ears on more men and be more engaged with seeking to alter the course of their behaviour.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that while the latest round of peace talks with Russian negotiators has been generally positive, Russia can't be trusted. In a video address, Mr. Zelensky said Ukraine's negotiators would not compromise on sovereignty and territorial integrity, adding the negotiation process would continue on Ukraine's terms.
Yes, we can say that the signals we hear from the talks are positive, but these signals cannot silence the explosions of Russian shells. Of course, we are seeing all of the risks. Of course, we are not seeing grounds to trust the words coming from the representatives of the country that continues fighting to destroy us.
Telstra's Chief Financial Officer Vicky Brady will take over as the company's first female chief executive. Ms. Brady will take over on September 1st, following the retirement of the long-serving head, Andrew Penn. To tennis, Nick Kyrgios has had another iconic meltdown in an ugly defeat at the Miami Open. Playing against the young Italian Jannik Sinner, Kyrgios is being accused of disrespectful treatment towards the umpire. He was just one more outburst from being defaulted in the match, but after being penalised a game's loss at the start of the second set, he went down regardless, losing 7-6, 6-3 in his last 16 match. This is the second consecutive tournament in the US where Kyrgios has lost following controversial scenes on court. Well, now the weather. Perth, a shower or two, a possible storm, 28 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy and 23. Melbourne, a possible shower developing and 20. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, much the same, 19. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, also showers, 23. Brisbane, a possible morning shower, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.